Hiya, parents. Can I talk to your kids for a minute? You know who I am. It's me, Mickey Mouse. Well, hello, boys and girls, and welcome to Listen With Your Ears Day. Today, DoItAllInTheMall.com is going to give your parents a break. So, go get your favorite pillow, your favorite blanket, and something to drink and a healthy snack. Find your favorite spot, and your parents will play the Listen With Your Ears movie today. Let's Do It Radio does not own any rights to the movie we hear today. We're just having fun and giving our parents a break to shop at DoItAllInTheMall.com. Okay, we're about to start. Close your eyes and use your ears.
Hey, it's me, Blippi. Have you ever wondered where something came from or how something works? Yeah, welcome to my new animated adventure, Blippi Wonders. Will you come with me? Yeah, let's go. Halloween is the best, Pat. And I love trick-or-treating, too. Hey, look! A haunted house! Whoa! Look at all the decorations! So cool! You're right, Tabs. Maybe there are treats inside. I wonder, what's inside a haunted house? Let's find out. Ready, Tabs? Tabs! What? I better go into the haunted house to find Tabs. This should be fun! Hi! It's me, Blippi. I'm looking for my friend Tabs. Have you seen her?
Hi, Blippi! I'm Mr. Pumpkin.
Was that a ghost?
Probably, yeah! I haven't seen Tabs, but you can look for her in this house full of magical and spooky fun!
Great!
Maybe my friend Bones has seen Tabs. He's in the basement. I'd start by taking the stairs.
All right. Whoa!
Wee! Get into a slide!
Mr. Pumpkin? Tabs? Hello? Whoa! Sorry!
Don't worry. It happens all the time to Bones.
Maybe he's seen Tabs. I better sweep him up.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whee!
Sorry again, Bones.
Whoa!
Maybe that flying ghost knows where Tabs is. Let's follow it. Whoa! Hi, witch. Bye, witch. Well, I guess this is a dead end. I wonder where everyone went. Cool! A spinning wall! Whoa! Woohoo!
Congrats, Blippi! You made it all the way to my haunted house! The tricks are over, but now it's time for the treats!
But wait! I still haven't found Tabs! Tabs? You were the ghost the whole time? Well, now I have the answer to my question. What's inside a haunted house? Fun, spooky skeletons, cobwebs, a talking pumpkin, spiders, a witch, and a floating towel ghost. Upload answer, Tabs. Thanks for letting us have fun in your house, Mr. Pumpkin. Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Things aren't always quite what they seem when bears go out for treats on Halloween.
I can't wait to try on my costume. It's going to be the spookiest Halloween ever.
It's so much fun to trick-or-treat.
Oh, I asked Lizzie to come with us.
Great. Freddy's coming too.
Let's go out right after sunset.
You bet. We've got a lot of candy collecting to do. But there's one place we won't be stopping to trick-or-treat.
Winter Jones' house.
I hear she flies around on her broomstick at night.
I hear she cooks up magic styles in her witch's cauldron.
I heard it from Freddy, who heard it from Lenny, who heard it from Fuzzy, that she turns cubs into statues.
Statues?
Uh-huh. Statues.
Hello, I'm home. Hello? I guess I'm all alone in the house.
Boo!
Oh, my. Those certainly are spooky costumes. I'm so scared I can't put these groceries away now.
We'll do it, Mama.
And remember, don't touch the candy. Those are for the trick-or-treaters tonight.
Don't worry. We're going to get lots of our own treats.
Huh?
Huh?
Ouch! I can't see.
Ouch.
Oh.
Papa?
Aw, it's you.
It's just your old pa trying to give you a Halloween scare.
Well, it was kind of scary at first.
It just goes to show you how appearances can be deceiving.
What does that mean?
That's just a grown-up way of saying that things aren't always what they seem.
We'll go here and here.
Don't forget this house. They always give out crispy squares.
Mm-mm. Love those crispy squares.
What are you cubs up to?
It's a trick-or-treat map.
We're figuring out which houses to visit tonight.
We're going to Farmer Van's house, and then Mrs. Grizzle's. She usually makes special Halloween cookies.
And then Teacher Jane's. She gives out good stuff.
And we'll go to Dr. Grizzly's house, even though she gives out healthy snacks.
Just to be polite. And then Gramps and Grant. They always have lots of candy for us.
Hmm. It looks like you missed Widder Jones' house.
We did that on purpose.
You did? Why?
Because she's a witch.
Oh, nonsense. She's very sweet and kind-hearted.
Mama, I'm talking about the Widder Jones who lives on Crooked Lane. That Widder Jones.
Yes, I know who you mean. We take a quilting class together. She's very friendly and helpful.
Until she turns you into a statue.
In fact, I saw her at the market today. She's preparing a very special treat for all the trick-or-treaters. When you get home, I want to hear that you've paid Widder Jones a visit. Remember not to judge someone by their appearance.
So, are we going there?
I guess so. You knock. I'll wait by the road.
No way! Come on, Lizzie.
Blah, blah. I want to bite your candy.
Remember, stay in the neighborhood.
And don't eat any treats until you get back home.
And have fun.
We will.
We're getting a ton of candy, huh, Freddy?
I know. My arms are getting tired.
This is our best Halloween haul ever.
Uh-oh. Look where we are now.
Widder Jones' house.
Anyone see a witch flying on a broomstick?
Boo!
Ha
ah!
Ha!
Look what we have here. Some little cubs trick-or-treating. Ooh, look at all the spooky costumes.
Check it out, Too Tall. That's the scariest ballerina I've ever seen.
And look, that's the creepiest monster I've ever seen.
Oh, wait a second. That's Brother.
Ha ha, very funny, Scuzz. And what are you guys supposed to be, Tweedledum and Tweedledumber?
You're Tweedledum.
Then you're Tweedledummer, Smirk.
No, you are, Scuzz. Quiet!
So, are you guys trick-or-treating?
Huh.
No way. We're here to have some real Halloween fun.
We're gonna put the trick back into trick-or-treating.
You said it, Scuzz. And we're starting out by decorating Woodard Jones' house with some of this.
Aren't you guys scared?
Nah, we're not scared of anything.
Before you make her mad, can we get our candy first?
What? We're going in there?
Are you serious?
Well, Mama told us Woodard Jones is really nice.
She has special treats for us.
Special treats? Tell you what, we'll knock at the door first. You know, just to make sure everything's okay for you guys.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Might as well have a little snack before we get to work. Right, boys?
Right.
You said it.
Get out of the way!
Woodard Jones! Let's get out of here!
Huh? Sister? Lizzie? Freddy? Anyone?
They have to be around here somewhere. Oh, no.
Witch Jones has turned Lizzie into a statue.
So nice of you to come, my pretties. Now, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
She really is a witch. I have to rescue them.
Cool decorations. Those cobwebs look so real.
Oh, there you are.
Brother!
Hurry! We can escape through the window!
No, it's okay. We can't leave yet. She's getting our treats.
Did Witch Jones cast a spell on you or something?
Hey, guys, she even decorated her bathroom. You should check it out.
Lizzie, you're not a statue.
Thanks for telling me. You have it all wrong. Woodard Jones is nice. Just like Mama said. Come here. Mama wouldn't be friends with a witch now, would she?
Well, I guess you're right.
Here we go, cubs. Candy apples.
Candy apples.
Oh, you must be Brother. So glad you could come.
I like your decorations.
Halloween is my favorite time of the year. I love entertaining neighborhood cubs and dressing up and hanging spooky things around the yard. Oh, goody! More trick-or-treaters. That's odd. No one's here.
Hey, would you quit pushing, Scuzz?
It's Too Tall and his gang. They're not here for the treats, just the tricks.
I understand perfectly. And I'm more than happy to oblige. Watch this.
Watch out! Vampire bat! They're after us!
Get away!
Yeah, they're gonna get us!
Wow! That'll teach them.
But they're still coming back.
Maybe they want some more tricks.
No!
So, Brother, how would you like to play the final trick?
Okay.
Just turn this on and watch the fun.
5, 4, 3, 2.
This isn't as much fun as I thought it would be.
Ah! Let's get out of here!
It's a shame they didn't come in for a visit.
They don't know what they're missing.
Next year, stick to the treats, you guys!
We did pretty well tonight.
Mmm. So who gave you these delicious-looking candy apples?
Widder Jones.
Widder Jones? That scary-looking grouch that lives down Crooked Lane?
Actually, she's really nice, Papa. You shouldn't judge someone by how they look, remember?
You're right.
What are you doing, Papa?
Well, you're never too old to go trick-or-treating, especially for candy apples. I hope Widder Jones has some left.
Oh, Papa.
Ready when Louise gets here, Max, so that we can all go trick-or-treating together to Grandma's house.
Vampire!
No, Max, that is too scary. Teeth, please. I'm going to dress up like Cinderella, and you're going to be a little prince. Hurry up and get ready, Max. We don't want to miss out on any treats. No. No. Just like Cinderella. Your Majesty? Guess who I am?
Vampire!
Little princes do not have vampire teeth oozing cherry syrup, Max. I'll show you. Little princes do not have fake hands either. Hand them over, Max. Thank you. Little princes wear red capes, Max. And they do what princesses tell them to do. Put on Cinderella makeup. The secret to good makeup is not to overdo it.
Ahem.
Now a little lipstick. Ruby red, my favorite. My little prince. Don't forget your sword, Max.
Vampire!
How many sets of teeth do you have, Max? Ugh. Grandma doesn't want to be frightened by a vampire. A little prince is much better than a vampire. Little princes wear red capes, Max.
What kind of prince wears a black cape?
Oh, you look like a handsome prince, Max. Louise is here! It's time to go trick-or-treating! Rapunzel?
I wish I had thought of Cinderella.
Hello, Max.
I'm Rapunzel. Who are you dressed up as?
Can't you tell? Max is a little...
vampire!
Okay, Max. Be a scary vampire. But scary vampires don't get treats.
That's right.
I'm going trick-or-treating to Grandma's house. Come on, Max. Nobody's wearing a scary costume except you, Max.
You might not get as many treats.
Trick-or-treat!
Vampire!
See? Told you, Max. What happened to Grandma's house? Where did all these cobwebs and spiders come from? No, Max! You'll frighten Grandma with your vampire costume, and then there won't be any treats. You stand back there. I'll ring the bell. Grandma is going to be so surprised! Trick or treat!
Good morning, viewers. Welcome to another broadcast day at WBOR, the easy viewing, easy listening station. We begin our broadcast with the Binky the Clown Show. Have a nice day.
Control.
Please
for tonight, kids, because this is a night you can get a lot of candy!
Take that, Binky. Ha-ha! Wait a minute. Did he say we could get a lot of candy tonight? Binky, Binky, come back. Where are you, Binky, old buddy?
That's right, kids! Tonight is Halloween night, and we want to be in great shape to trick-or-treat for all that candy, don't we?
Yes, we do!
This is a night.
This is a night.
I was created for. I'm gonna put on my best disguise and go knocking on everybody's door. This is the night.
This is the night.
I'm gonna hit the street. Cause this is the night folks are giving away so many good things to eat. Oh, you know life could be so sweet if every night was a night to go trick or treat. Wouldn't it be sweet?
Trick or treat.
I'm just a trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Wouldn't it be sweet?
Trick or treat.
I'm just a trick or treat.
Halloween's my kind of a holiday. It's not like those other stupid holidays. I don't get pine needles in my paws. There's no dumb bunnies, no fireworks, no relatives, just candy. Boom, you go out, you get candy. It's as simple as that. Simple. That's me. Hello, Halloween. What a glorious day and a glorious night to go trick-or-treating. Or candy. Steady yourself, Garfield. First you gotta get a costume, then you gotta get a sack. A sack to hold all that candy. Easy, boy. First you gotta get up. Gotcha.
That's not funny, Garfield.
And how about this?
Now that's funny. Why can't I stay angry with you, Garfield?
Because I'm a cat.
What's with the blankets? You practicing for Halloween?
Practicing? I'll have you know Halloween's my middle name. Gar Halloweenfield. Oh, well.
You're probably wondering what I'm doing with this pumpkin on my head.
Wahoo! There's a pumpkin on your head. I hadn't noticed.
I was carving a jack-o'-lantern until you arrived. What do you think?
It's you.
Well,
this one's ruined.
This stuff appears to be of the lasagna persuasion.
Since when did you like pumpkin innards?
Pooey! Since never.
Bleh. How about some breakfast?
Oh, no, thank you. I must save room for all that candy. Candy. Oh, maybe I'll have a sweet roll to tide me over. Perhaps some bacon and a croissant. Oh, what the heck. Gotcha, didn't I? Oh, I knew it was you all the time, Odie. It's not nice to scare people, you know? Phew, grim. Odie's so stupid he'd have to stand on a chair to raise his IQ. He's ugly, too. It would take two of them to get any uglier. He's so ugly, he wouldn't have to wear a mask to go trick-or-treating on Halloween. Hey, wait a minute. That's it. If I take Odie trick-or-treating with me tonight, there'll be two sacks to fill, not one. I'll get twice the candy. Candy. Garfield, you are a genius. I know that. Hey, Odie, old boy. You know what Halloween night is?
Yeah, well, take that stupid pumpkin off your head and I'll tell you. Better. That's a night when dogs have to help cats go out and get candy. That's right. And if a dog does a good job, he gets a whole piece of candy of his very own. Well, you want to go, boy? Huh? Huh? Want to go out and get candy? Huh? Do you? Do you want to go? Huh? 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 Okay, let's go to the attic and find some costumes for tonight. You know, just between you and me, there are times when I love that dog. There should be some great Halloween costumes up here somewhere, Odie. John has never thrown anything away. Here's John's first bow tie. Tacky. Some sunglasses, Cousin Wanda's wig, Aunt Orpha's false teeth, yuck, Roy Ogle's roots, strings, sealing wax, and all that funny stuff. Well, I guess there's nothing here. Very funny, Odie. Come on, let's keep looking. Eureka, the mother lode. Look at all this great stuff, Odie. With these costumes, we can be anything we want. What should I be? There's so many sides to me. I could be handsome or brave, a king or a slave. It's all up to me. So what should I be? What could I be? What should I be? I could be a scary vampire and turn myself into a bat. Or I could put on some black pajamas, go as a big fat Halloween cat. What should I be? There's so many sides to me. I could be an astronaut, a robot, a hobo, a clown, or an alien creature going out on a town. What should I be? It's all up to me. What should I be? Let's go. I think I have just the costumes for us, Odie. Arr! It do be a landlubber who be shoving lasagna in his face. I declare this booty property of the queen.
Hey, what do you think you are?
Arr! I be Orange Beard the pirate captain, and this be me first mate, Odie the stupid. Arr! You be having a mite too many peg legs there, matey.
You guys look ridiculous.
Arr, I've killed men for saying less than that, but I'll let you live, seeing as how you're the only man who'll change me kitty litter.
I suppose you boys are dressed up to go out trick-or-treating, huh?
We don't be the welcome wagon, if that's what you mean.
Well, here's a couple of sacks. Have a good time.
Lootin' always be a good time. Come along, matey. We got a village to pillage. Arr.
Don't be out too late.
All of them drunk except for me. 'Twas I who had to face the storm with nothing in sight to keep me warm. Yo ho ho ho, over the raging sea we go. Yo ho ho ho, wherever the four winds blow. Hey! Odie, will you stop guarding me? There's nothing to be frightened of. These are kids, just like us, who are out trick-or-treating for candy, just like us. Look. See? A kid.
Ow!
See? I'm no scaredy cat.
I may be lazy, I may be fat, I don't do laps, and I do not chat. I may be selfish, yeah, and all of that, but the one thing I'm not is a scaredy cat. I may be bossy, I may lack grace, I don't do sit-ups to trim my waist. I may be thoughtless, yeah, and all of that, but the one thing I'm not
is a scaredy cat.
The one thing he's got is a scaredy cat.
I don't have charm or much pizzazz. I don't chase mice and all that jazz. I may be sassy, yes, and all of that, but the one thing I'm not, yeah, the one thing I'm not, I say the one thing I'm not, is a scaredy cat.
Observe carefully, Odie. I'll teach you some of the finer points of trick-or-treating. Gimme.
Oh, how cute.
Here you go, kids.
Methinks your bia might stingy with your candy, miss. If you don't reconsider your contribution, I'll give your living room drapes a taste of me broadsword. Thank you. A thousand blessings upon your home, ma'am.
I just had a brilliant idea. Look at all those houses across the river over there. If we can make it across the river, the candy is all mine. Do you hear me? All mine! Ah, wait a minute. Am I being too greedy? Should I share my candy with those less fortunate than me? Am I missing the spirit of Halloween? Nah. All mine! Mine, I tell you! Here, why, it do be a pirate ship for us to get across the river. I commandeer this ship in the name of Orangebeard the pirate. Free the moorings and shove off, matey. Rawr. It appears we're caught up in the current, matey. Put out the oars. Walk the plank if I had one. We be at the mercy of the sea, matey. Topside! Topside! Batten the hatches! Trim the main! Slip the sheets! Flipper the gibbets! I want my mommy! Some pirate captain I am. I can't even get a rowboat across a river. No, I'll probably float out to sea and never be heard from again. If I ever get back to land, I'm going to give up this pirate business. I'm going to stop pretending I'm something I'm not. I'm just going to be me, Garfield the house cat. Gourmet, au vivant, world traveler, jet-setting playboy. Leave me alone, Odie. I'm busy wallowing in self-pity. Shiver me timbers, it be land ho. Nice touch. Look, Odie, there's a light in the window up there. Someone must actually live in that old house. Hey, Odie, I know. Let's investigate. Okay, Odie, here's the plan. I'll kick the door open, and you jump in and secure the place. Are you ready? Ow! Okay, tell you what, let's quietly slip in. It looks as though the place is deserted. Let's warm ourselves by the fire. Ah, this is more like it.
Shut up, you two! That's enough to stop an old man's ticker. You picked a poor night to come visiting, my friends. This could be the worst night of your lives.
I knew it. Let's not bother the man any longer, Odie.
Stay! I am about to tell you has never been told to another living soul.
Catchy beginning.
This island has a secret. A deep, dark secret it has held for 100 years. 100 years ago tonight, a ruthless band of pirates held up in this very house. They had looted many ships and were pursued by government troops. They were so heavily laden with their ill-gotten gains, they had to bury the treasure before making their escape. However, before they left this island on that stormy night, they signed a contract written in blood. They vowed to return for the treasure 100 years from Halloween night at the stroke of midnight, even if it meant returning from the grave. Pirates had a 10-year-old cabin boy. I was that boy. I was there. I never took the treasure because they would have found me. There's no escaping them. They know we're here. They know who we are.
Well, that made my mind up. Come on, Odie, let's blow this joint. You want to come too? Where'd he go? Oh, well, never mind. Let's get to the boat. Rats! There goes my boat. Rats! There goes my candy. My boat's gone. My candy's gone. Dead pirates are coming any minute. It's past my bedtime. I want to go home. Just as I suspected, that old man was just some kind of lunatic. Much time. We gotta find a good place to hide. Don't worry that they know where we are. Not there, dummy. They didn't see us.
Hey!
We swim for it. One, two, three. Rats! I forgot. I can't swim. Right, Odie. This was the worst night of my life. I've had nightmares that look like birthday parties compared to tonight. Well, looky here. It do be me Candy. Arr. I guess this story do have a happy ending after all, matey. Let's be shoving off for home now.
So the pirate ghost got the treasure? And we got the candy, 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 candy.
Odie, I am about to do something that is totally out of character for me, but seeing as how you saved my life about 18 zillion times tonight, I want to give you something. Something of great personal worth. Something that represents a great personal sacrifice on my part. Here's your half of the candy. Yeah, I love you. Now get out of here. What a night. Boy, am I wired. I think I'll see what's on TV.
Good evening, and welcome to our all-night pirate movie festival.
Boy, am I tired.
That's one of my favorite movies. Now it's time for us to take a potty break. We're going to listen to one song and then get ready for the next movie.
Thank you.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are shopping at doitallinthemall.com. Why? Because a percentage of the proceeds will go back into our communities and help redevelop those same communities, making our lives better. Women and men have been coming together by shopping to make a difference in our communities. And won't you join us today? Again, shop doitallinthemall.com.
Mom, are you shopping at doitallinthemall.com? We're going to use our ears and listen to another movie. Hope you're buying something for me.
It was a mighty gorgeous sunset. It was truly a beautiful sight. All the friendly small housetops of Whoville glowing bright in the changing light. All the Whos who lived here in Whoville paused and smiled as the sun sank down and the purple shadow of Mount Crumpet crept across the farmlands beyond the town. It was a mighty peaceful sunset until old Josiah happened to sniff. And he whispered to his wife,
Mariah, will you also take a whiff?
And Josiah and Mariah double sniffed. And they said,
I wonder if...
But they really didn't wonder. They knew it was terribly true. They knew that the sour sweet wind was coming back. And what the sour sweet wind would do.
Inside, children.
I suggest we stay indoors tonight. I suggest we lock ourselves in tight. Tonight, you know, won't go quite right. You can tell by the smell of the wind. It sounds like another one's coming. Another Grinch night might commence. I wouldn't go out on a night like this for $1.50.
Starts when that sour sweet wind begins a howling. Sour sweet wind across the tree stumps on the wrong side of Punker's Pond. Then that wind wakes up the Gree Grumps from their sleep inside the tree stumps, and all the Gree Grumps start a growling. And that growling and that howling runkles and grunkles up the pond.
And that's why I'm suggesting all you ladies, kids, and gents. I wouldn't go out on a night like this for $2.50.
Cause when old Punker's Pond gets grunkled by that howling and that growling, that always disturbs the Hackencracks. And the Hackencracks start a yowling. And the yowling of the
hack and patch. Plus that rumpling, grumpling, howling, growling always irritates the witch. And then that witch starts in a brawling. So I suggest we stay indoors tonight. Our problems are immense. I wouldn't go out on Grinch night for $6.60.
It's a wonderful night for eyebrows. Max? Oh, where is he? Max! It's a wonderful night for eyebrows. It's a wonderful night for teeth. It's a wonderful night for Grinch night. Their troubles will now commence. Oh, I wouldn't stay home on a night like this for $60.60. Max, Max, go bring the paraphernalia wagon.
Its bleak peak, the sweet sour wind swizzled over the land. And in the home of Josiah and his good wife Moriah, they just stood there, and no one could speak. Until finally Ukariah said,
Grandpa Josiah?
And Grandpa Josiah said,
Yes, Ukariah?
And Ukariah said,
Grandpa, we've stood and we've stood, and stooding just stooding produces no good. The least we could do is find out without doubt whether or not the Grinch is coming out. And so I suggest we don't stood here like sticks. Call the Grinch Alarm Center. Dial area code 519006.
Excellent suggestion, Ukariah. Area code 519006. Line's busy. Very busy. Ah. Here he is.
This is not a recording. This is me in person. Your Grinch Alarm Warden, Sergeant Samuel S. McPherson. It is my duty to inform you if conditions improve or if they worsen. I have infiltrated his territory, keeping sharp eyes upon this schnook. And I'm focusing my focuseller to take still another look. Conditions are worsened.
Hurry up, Max. I'm raring to go.
Guest of honor at exclusive Grinch Night Hall. Gonna be the only dancer in the Whovale Town Hall. I might enter the ball quite small, or I might go in quite tall. But I assure you, nobody is gonna dance with me at all when I enter front and center at exclusive Grinch Night Hall.
Ready. Giddy up, Maxie.
Attention, attention all who's. This is Sergeant McPherson, and conditions, I'm afraid, are now worser than worsened.
How many times have I said and said? How many times have I said in my head? What am I doing here? Why am I the slave of this Grinchy old crock? And I say how I wish I could turn back the clock and have the fine future I had once before. And again be an innocent puppy once more.
In your puppy house, Biddy, with sweet Auntie Woofy Woofoon feeding you hominy grits with a big silver spoon?
What am I doing here? doesn't matter much how, but my dear old Auntie Wolfie, wouldn't I fear, very much care for me now.
As you can see by the lights flashing on this index, that's the Zinnheimer Disaster and Devastation Rate of Spread Calculating Index, I am recording the intensities and immensities of the Grinch's current antisocial activities. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, the Grinch is working up quite a score. And unless I am misreading,
I think it's going to soar up even more.
You know something, Grandpa Josiah?
Do I know what, Ukariah?
You know, sir, this looks a lot better without my glasses.
You put your glasses back on and face the facts, Ukariah.
As the Grinch creeps ever closer to your little front yard gates, he's engaged in Grinchy practices that every whom abominates. He defoliates, depreciates, deflating all the things he hates, and frequently expectorates. Oh, the X, he activates, he castigates,
he blastigates.
And while all of Whoville sits and waits, the fates that it anticipates, his wagon wheel obliterates and decimates and platinates and bows in little flowers.
I missed one. Got it.
You know something, Grandpa Josiah?
Shh, Ukariah.
Oh my gosh, look what he's doing now. He's hunting down the Wuzzy Woozu. The Woozu at least should have immunity. He's the only one left in our community.
In the britches.
Phew, that was a mighty tight pinch, but the Wuzzy Woozu has eluded the Grinch. He's safe inside a brickle bush.
You know something, Grandpa Josiah?
Do I know what, Ukariah?
I gotta go to the euphemism.
The euphemism? No one goes to the euphemism on a night like this.
But I gotta. Ukariah, don't be long.
I suggest we stay indoors tonight. Our problems are immense. I wouldn't go out on a night like this for $66,600,000 and an extra 66 cents.
Where is that euphemism? Huh?
woozoo.
Oh, a doggy. Nice doggy.
Poor lost doggy.
I'm gonna take you home with me. If I ever find it again.
Brickalize me, will they? I'll brickalize the entire township. Who are you?
Ugariah who, sir?
You're a rather small who, aren't you?
Well, I do the best I can, sir. Are you really the Grinch?
Am I the Grinch?
Sorry, sir. I have a slight astigmatism. An optical condition in which parallel rays of light from an external source converge or diverge unequally in different meridians. You know, sir, I like you much better with my glasses off.
You put your glasses back on and face the facts. Am I the Grinch? I'll show him.
Pa 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 p
Out of my way, small who. I got bigger things to do than to waste my time with you on Grinch Night. Achtung! Giddy up, Maxie! Next stop, Whoville!
So with the sweet sour wind still a-howlin', now the Grinch was really prowlin', and Ukariah watched him go a-clonkerin', skonkerin', skunk-a-punkerin' toward the helpless town below. And he thought about Josiah, Mariah, Obadiah, and Bathiah. He would have to save them somehow. He would have to save the town. He would simply somehow have to stop that Grinch from getting down. And suddenly Ukariah knew precisely what he had to do. Stall for time.
And what does the rather small who want this time?
Will you please scare me some more, sir? I sort of like it.
Look, kid, I gave you the $2 treatment. You're not worth a first-class Grinching. Am I the Grinch? Okay, you asked for it. Quit fumbling with your glasses. Put those glasses on and get up here.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Come on. Closer, Ukariah. That's a nice little hole. Now closer. Closer. Closer.
And Ukariah, with a courage he had never known till then, Ukariah, who, with a courage beyond the courage of most men, with the sour sweet wind a-howlin', stood before the gruesome Grinch and said,
"To your words, bring on your spooks, shoot the whips, I will not flinch."
You're gonna get jumped. You're gonna get jumped. a wooden step here. And a wooden step there. I would only step round with the greatest of care. And it's hopeless to try to escape through the air. It's prime time to search. We are every which way. Oh, you can't turn your back. And you can't turn your face. Without being some member of the unhuman race. We're a grizzly, grizzly, ghastly disgrace. Yes, it's prime time to search. We're all over the place.
Enjoying yourself? Take a spook's tour.
I knew it would, sir. The sour sweet wind is dying down. No wind ever blows forever.
So what?
Well, sir, according to all available statistics, when the sour sweet wind stops howling, that always stops the gree grumps growling.
No, I know.
And when the gree grumps stop their growling, Punker's Pond stops runklin' grunklin'. And when Punker's Pond stops runklin' grunklin', that always stops the hackin' cracks from yowling. And when the hackin' cracks stop yelling, you know what that stops. That always stops the Grinch from prowling.
Well, I'll be Grinched.
Well, I'll be Grinched.
Come on, Max.
Sergeant McPherson reporting to you once more in person. And I can report that I never had thought that I'd ever report.
A report of this sort.
I'm sure gonna miss that Grinch night ball. But that wind will be coming back someday.
I'll be coming back someday.
Look, Mariah, there's Ukariah.
Oh, what an unusual way to come back from the euphemism.
The fast-tailed soft sweet wind has blown away. All the Greek rock growling, growl itself away. No one is the Grinch up the mountain far away. Hey, go to the Grinch, that Grinch has gone away. Sing, hallelujah.
The cave was like a new playground for George. With just a flashlight, he could bring shadows to life. And turn himself into a fearless giant. Suddenly, the cave seemed very different. For the very first time, George was truly afraid of the dark.
George?
Okay. All right. Now, show me the monsters. But those aren't monsters. You see? They're the same things in the dark as they are in the light. Your imagination got the best of you, George. But you know what? I have something to make you feel better. Your own personal nightlight. Now you'll never be afraid in the dark. All right. Good night, George. Still no electricity, George.
Huh?
Yeah, that last big storm knocked it out for 4 whole days. But don't worry, I know my flashlight is around here somewhere.
George knew he had to get that flashlight back if he wanted to sleep tonight. Right. The only scary things in the dark were in George's imagination. That night, the power was restored. But George almost wished it was still out. And so, after a day of spooky shadows and strange shapes and sounds, George found that he never felt so at home as he did right then, in the dark.
Natural Geometric Exploring presents Pirates of the Wybicus.
Wow!
How'd you like to say?
I hope you enjoyed the show. See you next Saturday right here at blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. And ask your parents to shop at doitallinthemall.com to help support our community.
Let's Do It Radio at doitallinthemall.com. We're online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that includes holidays.
I'm
has